Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What changes to your diet and exercise have you made to become healthier as you've gotten older? Me, I can't drink soda or really eat fast food anymore or anything that's Little Debbie. I got to stay away from it. Mm-hmm. It's Peaks Why Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. I can only assume, though, and I might be wrong here, but does anyone get frustrated when it comes to how much food to actually eat? Because I was having this conversation with a friend over the weekend who's a trainer. And we just started talking about macros, mm-hmm. and I said, you lost me. Obviously, with me turning a year older yesterday, my body is changing.
Right.
I've noticed that I'm finally starting to have a little bit more bass in my voice.
Sure.
I grew my first hair yesterday.
Right.
But talking about diet and nutrition and how some people like myself have to figure out what the body needs and how much of it is needed in order to maintain a healthy weight. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know. I don't know at this point because everything just constantly seems to be changing. This is healthy for you. This is no longer healthy for you.
Everything
this is
gives
great.
You cancer.
This has too much sugar. I'm right. Like, I'm not going to sit in my car and eat a head of lettuce with the windows up and the heat on blast. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I just want to be able to know what it is that I'm eating and how much of it I should eat.
Correct. So you brought up a good question yesterday and you're like, Breeze, do you count your macros? And I was like, yeah, I do. And I have been for a while, but I really dialed in on it when I first started on this weight loss journey that I've been on for coming up on almost a year now.
So for some of the dummies listening like myself, break down what a macro is.
So it's actually quite simple, and I think people get so confused and intimidated by it because there's math involved, which I get. But the long and short of the term macronutrients is it's a term used to describe the nutrients your body needs in large amounts. So specifically, it's just three different groups. It's carbs, fats, and protein. So the higher two are going to be protein and carbs,
right,
depending on your goals, right? But always protein the highest or higher. And then fats is somewhere in the middle. So for example, like I'll go to MyFitnessPal right now. And mine was all set and like done by my nutritionist.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And if you're a personal trainer, I'm assuming you know and have a lot of knowledge on this topic.
Right.
Feel free to call us at 585-252-9800 because I don't know. I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
That I feel like now at my age, I'm like, all right, I should figure this out.
Yeah.
Because my goal ultimately is to lose a little bit of weight.
So I just put in, for mine, like I'm supposed to be eating 130 grams of protein a day, which is tough, but
it's
I
a
do
lot.
It.
Sure.
100 grams of carbs, which I'm obviously losing weight, so yours would look a lot different than that, and 55 grams of fat, bringing my average calorie intake to like just under 1500, which isn't bad, But again, I'm trying to lose weight. So like, if that was for someone to gain weight or to maintain weight, it would look a lot different. And again, I'm not an expert. I'm just sharing my experience of what I've been doing to help Moose and to help anyone else.
Well, how did you figure that out?
So
who
I
helped
did
you with that?
Through my nutritionist, through my trainer, and they helped me with that. And there's a lot of like numbers that you have to like take your weight and multiply it by this and divide it by that. And obviously I can't do math, so I can't really go into all of that. But I did yours on a calendar or a calculator on the internet, through one of the sites. And again, not a professional, but I put in what you do, what your weight is, height, your goals, your activity level, and it says you should be eating.
So you told this app that I'm sitting for 6 hours every morning?
Like light activity. And they said you should be having 191 grams of carbs, which I see that seems like a lot.
That seems like, yeah.
143 grams of protein and 63 grams of fat. And like when they say fat, they mean like olive oil, nuts, like healthy fats, yeah, not things like
Reese's
that.
Peanut butter cups.
Right.
You know, here's
right.
the thing. A lot of people have been suggesting a lot of these, I don't know, food services. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Project Lead Nation, whatever they are. So they're prepared meals.
Yeah.
And my friend, a friend of mine, gave me some of hers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is going to kill me.
I
the
love it.
The cholesterol level in some of those was 130%.
I love it, though. Like, that's honestly, like, those meals, Project Lean Nation to be specific, like those meals really were the catalyst of my weight loss.
But how are those healthy? Like, I'm looking at some.
Because they count all your macros for you.
But I'm looking at it, I'm like, this.
And
the cholesterol.
And they're all sourced locally. Like,
but the cholesterol's
like
through the roof. Like normally in one meal, 20, 30%, 130 for one tiny meal. Isn't that going to give me a heart attack eventually? Isn't that very...
I feel like everything is. So, but these meals that they're preparing are portioned out, macro-friendly, and calculated for you.
Yeah, okay. So,
like,
it doesn't make sense for someone else to give them to you because they're prepared specifically for you.
Well, also,
and your
you
goals.
Pick like what you want. You know what I mean? There's some that are more healthy than others or more balanced than others.
The beef enchiladas, it's a no-go. I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm dead. But yeah, I mean, like, listen, I understand that it can be, like, intimidating, but it truly is, once you get the hang of it, very easy because at this point, for me, it's muscle memory. I know how many macros are in 8 ounces of chicken. I know how many... All that stuff.
What were you doing before you figured all this out?
Just like counting calories and like hoping for the best. But like you can count calories all you want, but it's when you get into the nitty gritty of like these three main food groups, carbs, proteins, and fats that really make up your body that you need to like actually hone in and focus in on because like you could be eating your calories, but like they could be terrible calories. You know what I mean? They could just be filled with crap that isn't going to help you. It actually would hurt
I know.
You.
And see, here's the thing. Like, I'm starting to replace some of the sweet things that I like ice cream, with parfaits. So I'll do the Greek yogurt with granola and berries and all natural honey. But of course, I have somebody else telling me, hey, it's way too much sugar.
Yeah.
You're doing, I'm like, listen.
This is a very interesting text. This is from a dietitian. They said cholesterol in food does not affect your cholesterol in your body.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
From a dietitian.
I have heard that too.
So
I'm still trying to figure out how the heck cholesterol works because, as we know, a healthy level is at least 200 or lower.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's currently at 328.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would encourage you, though, if you're actually serious about this, to speak to a dietitian or go down to one of these places. I mean, my place is Project Lean Nation, but like go down to one of these places because they have these in-body scales that you can go on and it'll tell you everything that's going on in your body for free.
For free?
Yeah.
What is an in-body scale?
So basically it's a scale and it you step on it and you hold these like handles and it tells you exactly what your body's made of. So like BMI, muscle mass.
Oh, we've done them.
Water's in your body, things like that.
I've done those at the gym.
And it will help you.
12 years ago.
Time to refresh it. It'll help you kind of hone in and make sure that you are eating what you need to eat and staying away from what you need to stay away from. So if you're really serious, and listen, I mean, like, you've done this before. You've talked to me about your time in LA when you worked with a trainer and she was making you eat rice cakes and fruit on top, but you've done this.
No, I know. I mean, that was 2 years ago. I just need a refresher. You know what I mean? It's hard. It's easier when you have somebody that's kind of like pushing you along and helping you stay motivated.
Absolutely.
Doing it on your own when you don't have all the knowledge to do it, because every year, I mean, the health industry and the fitness industry, it's through the roof and things are always changing, you know, and people are always giving you suggestions about something new to try, or the thing that you have been doing is now all of a sudden wrong.
And everybody who's like doing this or a part of the fitness and dietitian world, like, I won't lie, like, they prey on your vulnerability. So, like, you need to go with people who have your best interest at heart.
Truly. How many people do you think fell off the map from January 1st?
Well, that's why I think it's important that we're having this conversation. And again, like, I'm no expert. I'm not sitting here saying, like, I'm a dietitian, like, but I do have a lot of experience.
Yeah, we know that. You've been through
eating
it.
And stuff like that. So, yeah. Sorry, but like, trigger warning. I hope this wasn't triggering for anybody, but I think it is important to talk about, because right now, when it comes to me shopping for food, which, I mean, I'll go to like Aldi, but, or Trader Joe's or Wegmans, but like, I will not buy something unless I like flip it over and look at the macros and I'm like, oh, this has 32 grams of fat. Like, that's half my macros for the day. Like, I can't even.
You got to see me in the grocery store. It's a nightmare. I just walk around like I'm looking at everything for the first time. I have no direction. I have no list. I'm just placing items in the cart. And it's a disaster, you guys. And I get home and I'm ready to make dinner, but I have nothing to make.
And you just spent $300.
I was like, well, I got deodorant. I got some turkey.
And some olive oil.
What can I make with this? It's absolutely a terrible, terrible thing. I was just confused about the whole macro situation, and I needed somebody to break this down for me like I'm 5 years old. And we had a nutritionist weigh in, and a couple people say, yeah, I've done it. It works for me, or it doesn't work for me. And I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on this. Is how did you put a program together that worked for you as you've gotten older?
Right.
585-252-9800.
Because this is like such a, you know, relatable topic in the sense of it does get harder to lose weight as you get older. Maybe not even lose weight. Maybe that's not even your goal. Just like maintaining, and your body's changing and things like that. So I completely understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. We had Dave that was messaging in a couple minutes ago that said, what's up, guys? I heard you talking about this earlier. And I started trying to get in shape about a year ago. I lost 35 pounds. I stopped paying attention to all the people around me saying, do this, eat that. At the end of the day, it really is all about eating less and working out more. You got to burn more calories you take in and the weight will come off.
Mm-hmm.
If that's your goal, though, Dave, that is my goal. I'm trying to lose weight.
Right.
But for people that want to build muscle or gain weight or maintain it, like Breezy said, it's just that looks a little bit different. Angela says, what's up, guys? You may be losing weight and think that's healthy, but this is my frustration with macros. It can give you guidelines and help you lose weight or gain muscle, etc., but it's not generally very healthy focused. If we're not getting enough nutrients, our body can't function properly, which can also impact on our weight loss.
Right.
No, there's so much to know.
There is a lot to know.
And I know nothing. Literally. I know nothing.
We both know nothing. That's kind of the stick of our show.
Well, my frustration stemmed from me saying, just when you think you're on the right path and you're doing all the right things, somebody says, now you're doing it wrong.
Right.
You can't eat that. Right. Everything you thought was healthy.
It's all going to give you cancer. So.
Right. And it's so frustrating at this point. It's like, I don't know anymore.
Right. I agree.
I was doing so good with the yogurt parfaits, replacing those with ice cream. Turns out, probably more sugar. It's like, I don't know.
Oh, my God. You mean replacing ice cream with those, right?
Instead of ice cream, yeah, I was eating the parfaits. Yeah. Hello, PXY, what's your name?
Oh, hi, this is Kathy.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. So in regards to the topic on your show, so I'm not overweight, but my daughter is. She's nine. And, you know, it's all this healthy talk. I mean, everybody's got an opinion, right? You know, it's like watching your macaroni or macros or, you know, I don't know, whatever you're calling it. It's just
not the macaroni.
It's macros.
Yeah. It doesn't always work for everyone. I mean, it's like we're all different people, especially kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not black and white, and you can only do so much, especially when it comes to your kid's health, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's why you have like a pediatrician or nutritionist to kind of walk you through those steps. Yeah, and help you out.
To a point. But, you know, things are hereditary, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we are born with what we're born with.
In regards to what, though?
Blood, bones. You know, my daughter's big boned. I'm little boned. And that's just a fact.
What?
You know, my husband's little boned. My son is little boned. My daughter's big boned. And that's just the way it is.
Kathy, and never in my life have I ever seen a fat skeleton. Have you? Breezy, have you?
No. No, but I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean,
bones have density
for sure, and that can make someone a little more stocky for sure. But,
right, but it's not going to make somebody extremely obese,
right?
Big bone people are obese.
I mean, I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that.
I don't know if it's from the bones.
That's not necessarily always true. I do see where you're coming from, but if you know that about yourself, then you need to put the precautions in check to...
No, it's not me. It's not me.
No, I know. I'm just saying in general. The people who know that about themselves need to be extra mindful of that just for the sake of their health.
So how old is your daughter, Kathy, that you said is overweight?
She's 9.
Okay.
And she's very big boned and... She's about 150, right? I think, like 150 pounds. I don't have the exact number. Like she fluctuates, but she's overweight. But she doesn't eat unhealthy. That's the thing.
Okay, and, so break that down for me. What does her day-to-day look like?
You know, it depends. She's 9, right? So she's in school.
Right.
And, you know, we've tried different methods of helping her lose weight and, you know, making a food adjustment.
Okay.
Like, you know, instead of a hot pocket, it'll be like a lean pocket. And, you know, just because, you know, we want her to have like less carbs, you know, no, like the chips are baked. They're not fried.
Okay. Hold on. Well, time out. Kathy.
Like reduced fat.
But like, all of those things are still processed foods.
Yeah.
You're going from a hot pocket to a lean pocket. From Pringles to reduce fat Pringles, that's not healthy.
Well, they're not Pringles, first of all.
Regardless, whatever. But I'm saying that's still considered junk food.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is you know, everything is reduced fat or, you know, light this, light that. And, you know, instead of having two or three corn dogs at dinner, it's just like, I mean, it's like one. You know, one plus like her side of mac and cheese. And then also fruit. You know, she eats a lot of fruit. And she eats vegetables too. I mean, she's not an unhealthy eater. So we have tried.
I mean, listen, I know it's hard at the ripe age of nine to really put this into a child's head, especially when they're so used to eating the Hot Pockets or Uncrustables.
Lean Pockets. And, you know, she is big boned. So,
it's
right.
Not,
you know.
All right.
We need to, I mean, that is true. And I believe you wholeheartedly. But with that being said, you need to realize that she's going to need more than just I'm big boned as an excuse or as a crutch to eat the way she needs to eat.
Yeah, I totally agree with what Breezy's saying. Has her doctor ever said, your daughter suffers from being big boned?
We were talking about that the other day. I just think it's ridiculous when people try to give advice on how to, like, better a child's lifestyle. When I tell you, we have tried everything. We have tried everything. I'm not going to deny my child a snack. If my child wants a snack, a happy meal, I'm going to give her a happy meal.
Listen, I don't think you should deny anyone anything. I think that these are pivotal years, though, where you're not restricting your daughter, but you're teaching her and giving her the tools to implement.
Okay. I disagree. Okay. A 9-year-old should not be worried about weight.
Well, it's
some you're the one calling in, Kathy. Like, what are you doing? What are we doing right now? What are we doing right now?
And I'm calling in saying what you guys are doing is wrong. That's why I'm calling in. A 9-year-old should not be worried about weight. No child. You guys should keep that in mind. I mean,
but you know, we weren't talking about
you're
children.
You're the one who brought up the child. Like, oh my God. Huh? Okay.
Yeah, you do. What my point, the whole reason I'm calling is that I think you guys should be more mindful. When you start going on the air and you're, you know, quote, teaching people how to be more healthy.
We're not. We're having an open conversation that's relatable about eating healthy and healthy lifestyle that goes and circles back to us.
Tell me what's healthy.
Kathy, at the end of the day, you're enabling your 9-year-old daughter and she's overweight because of you. You are just completely blindsided by the fact that you think serving your daughter a lean pocket over a hot pocket is healthy says everything about you. And the reason your daughter is overweight is because of you. And you're in denial about that.
Say to that comment, at the end of the day, just because Breezy loses a little weight does not make her a health expert. Or an expert on food, or an expert on somebody else's child.
Okay, Kathy, thank you so much, Queen. We're going to have to let you go.
Kathy, have a good day. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Is she well?
No, clearly not.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, forgive me for being upset. That's got nothing to do with Kathy. That's the refs now calling a first down when they knew Josh was over the line.
I don't know what just happened here.
Listen,
took a hard shift.
Well, I think we can agree, you guys, that there are some people, and Kathy may be one of them, where they just lack knowledge about nutrition.
We weren't even saying anything.
No, I know, but I don't want to assume, but some people buy crap food because that's all they can afford. And I mean, we can blame the food industry
failed them
for promoting crappy food options as healthy. However,
no
I do not, I don't agree with her comments that her daughter, who is 9 and in 150 pounds, is because she's got big bones. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm not going to buy it. Hello, PXY.
Hey, this is Sam. Perks of working in the medical field, no, there is no such thing as big bone. Yes, it is big, like, density,
right.
But no, that does not lead to obesity at all, especially in children. Diet and exercise is number one. They tell you that at every doctor's office.
All right, Sam, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
As a 9-year-old, what's the normal average weight for a 9-year-old?
Well, I don't work in pediatrics anymore, but I can say it is about roughly 80 to 80 pounds.
Oh, so
100 pounds. So it depends on how athletic they are. My children are very athletic, so obesity is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Do they eat an occasional snack? Yes. But one big thing, shop at Aldi's, best organic, and they don't have a lot of dyes,
mm-hmm.
which is a leading case of obesity.
Oh, God.
We gotta,
did you hear that, Moose? To Aldi we go.
Go to Aldi's. I'm always a Wegmans kind of person, but
yeah, me too.
I like to use the scanner app. I don't know if you use the scanner app.
I do. Yeah.
To see what
what's in your food
stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's in it?
Yeah.
I pay a couple extra bucks for that to see what's in it, because if you don't know what the ingredients are, don't buy it.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah. Thanks, Sam. I appreciate your call. Hi, guys. My name is Justine. I'm a personal trainer, and not that anyone cares, but being big boned is not going to be the difference between a healthy body mass index, your BMI, and being overweight.
Right. So.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Emily, and I just wanted to piggyback off of Kathy and Sam.
Yeah, go ahead. Just keep your radio down. Don't swear.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What are your thoughts?
So I have a 3.5-year-old, and I feel that the first years of a kid's life is really important for them to eat healthy, because you're literally forming the way that their organs are going to process everything that goes into their body for the rest of their lives. So if you're, you know, young and you're eating Happy Meals and Hot Pockets or Lean Pockets or processed foods like that, yep, and not shopping at Aldi, you're not doing what you should be doing for your child, in my opinion. But
sure.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I couldn't. How old are your kids?
I have a 3.5-year-old.
Yeah, and now would be the time to do it.
Right.
Because you're just setting them up for healthier habits.
I mean, 100%.
And they're never going to miss something that they never had.
Exactly. I mean, at her first birthday, everyone judged me because I made her a, like, oatmeal-based cake with Greek yogurt frosting, and it was literally amazing, and all the adults even thought it was amazing. But I was judged for it because I didn't let her have regular cake, which she never had it before.
Yeah, you're going to get judged the same way vegans do. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the one thing, too, that a lot of parents do, which I think is great, and I know my parents did this growing up, when I got fast food or I got McDonald's or a Happy Meal, it was because I was being rewarded for something. That wasn't dinner every night.
Exactly.
I got it as
a special treat.
It's a special treat that you get once in a while for doing some good deed, whatever it may be. And it sounds like there are some parents that have a really hard time not giving their child the things that they ask for.
Because they'll melt down, and it's easier to do
you
know?
Exactly.
Yep. And I feel like that is why America is kind of in the place it is, because so many people are doing that.
Yeah. And we're all overweight because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn lean pockets. All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, you guys. You got PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Eat that apple.